A laser is not more light. It's light more focused. It's the same light, but when you focus it, it'll burn through steel. Focus. Another great episode right around the corner for you guys. This is Champion Reads. We are just so excited about this book called 10X is Easier Than 2X by Dan Sullivan and Dr. Benjamin Hardy. I'll pull it up here on the screen for everyone to see. Today, joining us are executive producers, Mr. Ian Sturmer and William Blake. We're super excited that you're both here. This is going to be an incredible discussion. And again, this is, I think, our fourth episode, because we really wanted to continue diving into the applications of this book, and we want to really just kick it off today. And today there's a few concepts that we really wanted to cover, some ideas, and we know that we're going to just get, it's just going to lead and grow legs of its own, because it's going to allow us to share our personal experiences, our opinions, some ideas, and also some challenges. This is a place where we open up. And again, if you'd like to reach out to our team to be on the show or have any interest in contributing to the content, please send us an email at or to the email of info or my, or let's do this one, team at mychampioncircle.com. That's a better one. And all of that information will be in our show notes. And at the end of the show, we'll recap that. But I think it's a really, really awesome start to what we'll be discussing today, because in this book, not only do we talk about the ability to 10X your life, your 10X activities, and so much more, there is other concepts too, some things you need to be aware of. And the concept of being willing to sacrifice or shave off all of the unimportant to be able to 10X is what we're going to be discussing today. And there's a few things that correlate with that, but I'd like to open it up to our team to discuss this, because when we talk about 10X, you have to be committed, right? You have to be all in. We talked about this last time, guys. There's just no way that you can decide, oh, you know, I'm 10X today, but I'm 2X tomorrow. Like, it's a commitment. It's a lifestyle. And when you commit, you have to be willing to shave off the things that are unimportant, which is hard to do for the busy entrepreneur, which is hard to do for the side hustler, which is hard to do for those who can't focus. And let's get into it, guys. What do you think about shaving off some unimportant necessary tasks?
Yeah, I think said focus is a big thing. Our intro, I mentioned the idea of a laser. So a laser is not more light, it's more focused light. It's not more energy, it's more focused energy. So if we're entrepreneuring ourselves, if that's a real word, are we focusing our efforts into the most productive areas, into the areas that are going to grow our business, gain new customers, increase revenue? Are we focused on that? Or are we set up on, I think this new computer would help me out so much, and I'm going to find a new program that can streamline this for me, and I just need to get the right pen, then I'll be able to work the things I love doing. But instead, do we laser focus so we can get the work we need done right away, instead of all the fun stuff in the background that's not useful? So
I like that. And it reminds me of what we talked about last episode, or the one before. I brought something up with cleaning. And there's a difference between cleaning and organizing and tidying up. Most of the thing that I do is just tidy up and move clutter from place to place just so it looks a little bit better. But the stuff is still there and it's still on my mind and it just clutters. But whenever I take like a black trash bag around the house with a box and I throw all my trash away and then I put all the stuff in the box for the DI or to donate somewhere, then that stuff's going outside of the house. And so if my house was my mind, it's getting rid of things that aren't necessarily really helping me. You know, we learned the presidents in like 10th grade to memorize all of them. I haven't used that since. Maybe like here or there, when like a family was just like, who's the 16th president? Which is Abraham Lincoln, by the way. But other than that, you know, I've never used that data. And so whenever we're getting new information in and we want to be laser focused, it's time to let some of the other stuff go. And how do we do that? Well, it's going around and just thanking the thoughts that we have, thanking what we have been given in the past. And just being like, thank you. I've learned this from you. I'm grateful for you. But I'm going towards my future. So now I'm going to let it go.
That's awesome. And two quick examples for me. Number one, building off of what Ian said was, you know, that's a part of marketing that we all fall into its trap. I personally know both of you are Android users, so I apologize in advance, but I purchased the new iPhone 14 Pro Max when it came out, knowing that it had an unlimited amount of benefits and there were so many cool things. And to date, as I've had this phone for over 2 years now, I only use probably maybe 5% of this phone's actual capacities. I only know so much about camera use. I only know so much about editing. I typically just use this for text messages, voicemails, voice notes, and social media. And that is not even the tip of the iceberg. It's the speck of the snowflake that somehow landed in the middle of the ocean that could have been what really is capable. And oftentimes we do this with our work. We only do what we think we need to do when the iceberg itself, the mass is really one hunk or one larger thing that needs to be done. My second example is Willie inspired me to get back into my journal writing. And he and I have been using these high performance planners by Brendan Burchard. And as I evaluated yesterday's work, I had three what are they called? The most important, the three goals and priorities for the day. And as I got through the day, a couple things came up and a few things got in the way. And as I was looking at those three most important things that had to be done all day, I got two out of the three done. And I realized something. I said, well, if that was the most important, why did I let anything else get in the way of that third thing? And that was a mind-opening experience for me, because I let one thing drift because I was stacking other little things in front of it. And I think that is the power of habit, right? I have built a habit of doing little projects. There was a painful quote the other day I heard. Maybe it was from one of you guys, or maybe it was from someone else. I can't quite remember, but they said, the task or the thing that you're avoiding is the most important thing for your growth. And it's like, oh man, for some reason, and I don't know why, maybe it's because it wasn't as fun, or maybe because I knew it would take a lot of energy. Maybe I avoided that because it wasn't a priority. So it was a priority, but it wasn't something that I was willing to put the energy into. And so now it trickles over into today. And now I have to do it first thing today. Anyways, it's interesting, but I love that laser example and the focused, because in order to be a 10Xer, you've got to be laser focused. I think that the more eyes, the more energy, the more effort you put into one thing, that's the energy of 10X. What do you guys think about that?
Sorry, we'll jump back to see who goes next.
We were playing a little mute unmute tag there.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. And kind of your thing about like the three most important things to do. And it just made me think, I don't know if it was Franklin or Covey, or Franklin Covey, once they joined, would talk about, if you could only do one thing today, what would it be? So if you wrote down in your day planner just one thing to do, and you had to probably would spend more time figuring out what that one thing is than maybe even doing it. But that same idea, what's the most important thing to do? And everything else is just in the background. So knowing the, I'm saying the same thing over and over. Know what's the most important thing and do that thing, and everything else really will take care of itself. I have to jump back to something you said, John. So aside from you using iPhones, but how much time did you spend researching that iPhone before you bought it for all those things you didn't use? Not to put it on you, but how often do we do that? We spend all this time looking up, researching stuff that's unimportant. All that matters is, can I talk on it? Can I take a video? If so, buy it and start using it instead of playing, although I do enjoy playing on mine at times. So.
Yeah, I love that. And it reminds me of what caught my eye the first time I read through this book, which was when you're thinking 2X, you just think of like the next thing, the next promotion, the next step that needs to happen, which is important, right? Because the steps are what take us to success. However, what is great is that when you think of 2X, you're not looking at it through a perspective. And there are so many options of where you can go. If your next thing is just to earn $1,000, there is a plethora of different things you can do to make $1,000. From selling something to holding a homeless sign outside of the freeway to working a double shift at Walmart, right? There's just so many different things that you can do. When you think of 10X, you have to put it in the perspective of what is my goal and what am I willing to do to get there. And so when I thought of 10X the first time, I thought, well, I want to make 100K a year. You know, there's not as many things that you can do for making $1,000 to then make 100K, but there are still a lot of things you can do to make 100K. When I amplified that goal and 10X'd it to make $1 million a year, there were the options were so limited, which, like you mentioned, Ian, at the beginning with like the laser focus, is that I brought that light into focus. And now that it's there, it can just pierce through anything. And so, as people know, I've taken the coaching route because I feel like that's what's going to get me there and give me the life that I want with my kids and my family. But the options were just laser focused down and so limited. So that's what I love about, one, this book, but two, about the concept, is that the bigger you think, the easier it is to get to your goal. Not because what you need to do is easier, but because you're so focused that the path becomes more clear.
Yeah, there's definitely a part of all this that includes that clarity. And I mean, the more that I have been a high producer or a high performer, the more I recognize that there's so little I need to do versus so much I need to do. As I was doing a great meditation session yesterday, I was doing my Miracle Morning Savers. If you guys are familiar with the Miracle Morning, during my visualization, I found that the success that I am working towards, the end results, the things that I want and desire, as I reverse engineered them in my brain, it was so simple. Yet it didn't take much. It was a matter of X's and O's rather than X's, trick plays, Z's, D's, and F's next to the O's and all of the other lines and scribbles, the deep research that Ian was talking about. I have found that clarity really can give so much. And if you guys don't mind, I'll actually share what I did. So part of my morning routines is something called the Miracle Morning Savers. And I'll share with you guys what those look like. Savers is an acronym for silence, affirmations, visualization, exercise, reading, and scribing. So silence is just, you know, some sort of form of silence for a period of time. Affirmations is speaking that out loud, your positive affirmations to the mirror or whatever you need to do. Visualization, you can either close your eyes or you can go for a walk. I do two things. I go for a walk and I add some of my favorite music that entices me to get to deep thinking really fast. It's funny. It's a bit ironic because the name of the band that creates this music is called This Will Destroy You. And I realized that This Will Destroy You is all about instrumental, like getting back to where you can dream, because dreaming is beautiful. Anyways, while I was in this visualization state, I like immediately zoned in this like flash video photography montage of the beautiful things in my life that I have, that I am working towards. And it was so beautiful. I slipped into this emotional state. It was like seeing light for the first time after years of darkness. It was really, really cool. And I realized something, that simplifying this moment was really just a moment of clarity. Because sometimes we get so busy, we get so far away, we get so distracted from what we're really trying to accomplish. And to me, that's what 10X can do for you. If you can commit to being a 10Xer, if you can commit to 10X, it is a sacrifice, because yes, it is more than 2X, but more in the sense of less. And I just wanted to share too, and we don't have to talk about it right now, but in a minute, I wanted to get into the idea of, you know, how many days have you taken off? How many free days do you have in your business, in your life? And I reflected on this, and I just told the guys in the green room before coming on today that I can't remember a weekend I didn't have my laptop in front of me, or I didn't dart into a coffee shop to check some emails or to get some things done, or, you know, spending an hour in the morning before I take the dogs out in the afternoon. Like, I have been working nonstop for who knows how many years. And obviously I tell you guys this because I'm aware of it. And two, also that the listeners should know, like, you're not alone. Like, if you're a side hustler, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're striving to make ends meet or also achieve, you know, big things, like, I just want you to know you're not alone out there. But in order to 10X, that evaluation is extremely important, because the more that you can say to yourself, like, I need to take time off in order to give my best effort, you will start to see and recognize that, oh, wow, like, energy is real. I need to be able to give myself rest. And it's not always about rest, but it is about free time. It is about living. Because if you're not living, what are you doing? If you guys don't mind, can I share one example? I heard this the other day and I thought this was brilliant. And if you guys want a little participation, unmute for a second and I'll ask you this. Ian and Willie, if I offered you $10 million today, would you take it? And I know you're thinking hard. It's a simple question. You're probably like, what's the catch?
What's going on?
But before that, if I offered you $10 million, you would take it, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. Yeah, I would too. Now, if there was a catch and I said, yes, I will give you $10 million, but the catch is you will not wake up tomorrow.
I'm good.
Right? Immediately. You're like, oh, no, thanks. It's not worth it. Which means that your life is worth more than $10 million. Your life, your value, everything that's a part of you is worth more than $10 million. And I love how instantaneous that was. And if you think about it, our lives are so valuable. And yeah, you can earn 10 million. Yeah, you can make 10 million. Yeah, you should. You should make 10 million. And you know what? I want to celebrate with you when you make 10 million in a year, in a month, in a couple of days. Like, that would be a really, really fun thing. We'll go celebrate on someone's yacht. Okay. But whatever it is, your life is so much more valuable. And so this idea of laser focusedness, I just made that word up, of creating value and being clear on what is important is all about 10X, right? And in order to get to 10 million and live a life that's free, that's full of love and laughter and amazing and joy and all the beautiful things that come with it, that's your commitment to 10X. So in a way, you know, the guys who wrote this book, Dan Sullivan and Dr. Benjamin Hardy, they say, you know, 10X isn't for everybody. But in a way, I feel like it is, because it is for those who are ready and willing to give up what they haven't given up in order to live free. If that makes sense, I hope that does. What are your guys' thoughts?
Yeah, it makes sense to me. Like, it. First off, if I'm making $10 million a month, I'm not going to be on someone else's yacht. It's going to be my yacht that everyone's going on. Let's get that one straight, right? But off of what you were saying, is I think it is for everyone, and not in the aspect of like from 100K to a million or 10 million a month, but in the aspect of just getting better and being a little bit better. I watched this video the other day and it made it so clear of most people. Well, first off, individuals like us, we are able to see a greater perspective. We are willing to sacrifice some weekends. We're willing to sacrifice not working a regular 9-to-5. We're willing to sacrifice our evenings and sometimes into the early mornings to get work done, right? Because we have that vision. We have that perspective of seeing everything. Most people have not had that vision yet. And so when we go out and do all this whole motivation stuff and inspiration and be like, 10X is easier than 2X, they can only see till the weekend. They're just like, I got a few more days till the weekend. And that's it. And in this video, it compared a turtle to a giraffe. Like, a turtle can only see 6 feet in front of them, so they're only going towards the weekends. But as a giraffe, you know, you can see the savannah. You can see all your surroundings. And so it's not that it's not for them. It's just that they haven't been able to have that bigger vision to be able to feel a little bit more motivated, get a little bit more spark under them to be able to see it. And so what would be necessary is saying, hey, I know you're just looking for the weekend. Take a leap of faith with me. How about for like 2 or 3 weekends, you come with me, we do a little of this or a little of that. And based off of that, then they start to see a bigger picture and then they start to see more perspective. I added my own spirit animal to this, which is a peregrine falcon. I won't get into why, but you guys should research it. It's pretty cool. But they're a bird and they fly high up in the sky. So a turtle might see 6 feet, a giraffe might see the savannah, but a peregrine falcon, they can see the world. Right. And that is the beauty of it, is that the bigger your perspective is, the easier it is to get that inspiration, easier it is to move forward, to get that, to get the yacht for yourself instead of, you know, borrowing someone else's. So that's my thought on it.
I wanted to jump in and completely change everything we're talking about for a second. And it's something John said earlier that kind of hit me. We're talking about laser focus and trimming out the things that aren't important. But I think there's a really important step we have to do before we even think about that. And I'm going to pick on John for a second here, because John has a hero he shared with us, and that's his brother. And his brother just graduated from boot camp. And that's a huge thing. So first of all, a shout out to him and a thanks to any of our service members out there. But when you go into boot camp, you immerse yourself in nothing but your training for that time. It's not a laser focus, it's an everything. You know, if you want to be a great swimmer, you could laser focus putting your toe in the swimming pool, but until you jump in, you're never going to get anywhere. So I think first you need to just totally immerse yourself in what you're doing. Forget everything else. And once you've done that, once you've been there, and that was what John did in the morning. His miracle morning was to immerse himself for those few minutes or that hour. And then he's able to pare away everything else and say, what's the most important? What's the thing that I can focus on? And you brought out there that kind of flashing of the most important things in your life. I'm guessing that gave you a purpose for that day. That made you think, are the activities I'm doing taking me to that goal of happiness that I saw? And then you can get that laser focus after you've given up everything else, immersed yourself in it. Then start paring the way. Then start getting to what Willie and I were joking about before, a 0.1x. Can I do 0.1% of the work I used to be doing and get the same results I'm doing now? And now I've got 99% more time to work on perfecting that 0.1% again, that laser focus. So long story short, immerse yourself, then start paring away everything that's not important so you can 0.1x and have that extra time to live your life as well.
Usain Bolt, formerly known as the fastest man alive, the Jamaican sprinter who broke the world record in the 100 and 200 meter dash, noted that has been broken since in the last few years by an American. But I wanted to share, Usain Bolt said after he won his world title, he said, I trained 4 years to run 9 seconds. That's the world record. He said, I trained 4 years to run 9 seconds. And some people, 2 months into their training, give up. Some people can't focus. They can't stick to it. They lose all sight of what they're working towards. I love what you said, Ian, because at the end of the day, we need to focus. We need to just buckle down. I have been on a kick lately of really getting hyper and intentional about the word discipline, because I like to believe I'm a disciplined person, but I allow things, just like in the example of my planner yesterday, I allow things into my life that shouldn't be allowed. And they're not bad things. They're good things. There could be better things, but the best things. If you want to train 4 years to run 9 seconds to accomplish the most amazing accomplishment in athletic history or personal history or entrepreneurial history or familial history, you want to do something that your family has never done before. You want to do something that your ancestors haven't done before. You want to do something that you've never done before, whatever it is. Trust the 10X process. Focus. It's a powerful, powerful principle. I love what you guys said. Let's sort of wrap up our thoughts today as we bring this episode to a close. Any final words and thoughts as we wrap up this conversation and also discuss the final points about this book that we've been studying over the last month and a half?
Yeah, I just thought I'd go back to the introduction of this book, the first chapter, where he talks about Michelangelo and that great story of him creating the statue of David, which is just a magnificent statue. So he had a block of marble, and he said, I just took away everything that wasn't David. He didn't create David. He took away all the stuff that wasn't important, and what was left was David. I think we can do that in our lives. take away all the things that aren't what we're working towards, and we'll find that we've achieved what we're working towards. We've become what we wanted to just by getting rid of everything that wasn't what we wanted to be.
Well said. Getting rid of everything that, man, I forgot the exact phrase. And it was like 2 seconds ago. Getting rid of everything to be the person you want to be. That it's crazy as we discuss this book over the last four sessions, and as we've talked even more, you know, outside as friends and as team members, that it's just a powerful principle. The principle of focus, the principle of narrowing it down, the principle of not only focusing on your goals, but focusing more down on what needs to happen. I love how John and I are doing, like, what are the three priorities for the day? And I know that I've had that same situation where I've gotten 2 out of 3 and it's just like, okay, why didn't the third one happen? And some days, you know, it wasn't supposed to be the third thing. It was just something that I just came out of a whim because I had to have 3 things on there. But some other days it's like, it's because I prioritized unimportant stuff. And it's crazy how the things that are important aren't usually urgent, and the things that are urgent aren't usually important. And so it's writing down, it's making those important things more urgent today. So as a challenge for you, all you listeners, and a challenge for us as we continue to move on, is to think of what it's going to take to reach your goal. And when you think about it, I think you're going to realize that it really doesn't take that much to get there. It's just adjusting what you're doing now to the person that you need to be later. I know one of my favorite individuals, as I was watching a video yesterday, they said, don't, like, have a goal of making $1 million a year, not because you're going to be making $1 million a year, but because of the person that you're going to be who makes $1 million a year. And I love that perspective change, because it's not about the results of what 10X is going to bring you. It's about who you're going to be when you're the person that can reach that. So that challenge of being able to really think about what you can do. Also think about who you're going to be, because that, without a doubt, is motivation and inspiration enough to get excited about taking those little actions to get where you need to go. John, you are muted.
Rookie mistake. Brilliantly said by our awesome team here. And I just want to thank you guys for the content, for the diving deep conversations about this incredible book. And we've covered a lot of ground. We want to thank our listeners. And if you have any feedback, if you'd like to participate or have questions for us or would like us to discuss a certain book or different topics, please send us an email to team@mychampioncircle.com. That's team@mychampioncircle.com. That's where you can reach us. And we look forward to hearing from you. And as we continue to cover other best-selling books and incredible resources out there, we encourage you to read along with us. If you'd like to join us on the show or discuss some of the topics with us, just send us an email. We'd love to evaluate it and also get to know you as well. Ladies and gentlemen, that was another successful episode of Champion Reads. We will talk to you next time as we cover more awesome topics and books and applications. See you guys later.